Hello, I'm Charles Carroll with the BBC News. Iranians have taken to the streets of Tehran to celebrate a landmark nuclear deal with world powers which should lead to the lifting of crippling economic sanctions. In return, strict limits will be imposed on Iran's nuclear activities. The country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, praised the hard work of Iranian negotiators. President Hassan Rouhani said that the agreement proved that constructive engagement worked. Both Iran and the United States say the deal is an historic opportunity. Bethany Bell reports.
The deal, which is aimed at putting an end to the row over Iran's nuclear program, represents the biggest step towards easing hostility between Iran and the West since the Iranian Revolution in 1979. Iran has agreed to scale back its sensitive nuclear activities. It will reduce its capacity to enrich uranium and has signed up to intensive inspections by UN inspectors.
President Obama said the deal ensured that Iran would not be able to produce nuclear weapons. The agreement has been strongly criticized by President Obama's Republican rivals in the US. Congress has 60 days to approve the accord. It could stop it by refusing to lift sanctions. The Republican Congressman Mike Turner says Mr. Obama will struggle to get the deal approved.
I think he'll find he has very minimal support in Congress. If he has to go to the issue of vetoing it and then looking to whether or not there's two-thirds of objection, it's going to be very, very close. Certainly there are a very strong majority of Congress who sees through what the president says and that this is not good for the U.S. national security. It's certainly not good for the Middle East. It could result in an arms race there, and I certainly don't think it's good for our allies.
Iran's Middle Eastern neighbors have greeted the deal with a mixture of anger and caution. Saudi Arabia said it hoped to build better relations with Tehran. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, denounced it as a stunning mistake. The Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, says he takes responsibility for a tough bailout deal with the Eurozone, despite not believing in the draconian reforms it demands. Mark Lowen reports from the capital, Athens.
After the bruising bailout talks, the Greek government will face its first test in Parliament and on the streets. Legislation must be passed by Wednesday night, including VAT and pension reforms. Alexis Tsipras told Greek TV he signed a deal he didn't believe in, but which would avoid disaster. Candid, for sure, but that won't stop a sizable rebellion within his own party, with perhaps dozens of his MPs set to vote against the measures. They are, though, likely to pass because of opposition support. Meanwhile, protests and a 24-hour strike have been called in the public sector.
The European Commission says an EU-wide fund can be used to offer immediate short-term financial support to Greece. Officials say the Commission will propose the move to member states. World News from the BBC. An American financing arm of Honda has agreed to pay $24 million in compensation to customers after it was accused of discriminating against ethnic minority car buyers. The U.S. Justice Department said since 2011, Honda had allowed car dealers to charge higher interest rates on loans requested by African American, Hispanic, and other minority borrowers. In a statement, Honda said it was strongly opposed to discrimination. NASA scientists are eagerly waiting to know if a 9-year flyby space mission to the dwarf planet Pluto has been a success. In the coming hours, scientists hope to see detailed pictures and data of Pluto's tiny icy world in the outer reaches of the solar system beamed back to Earth. The New Horizons spacecraft will speed past at 50,000 kilometers an hour after a journey of 5 billion kilometers across the solar system. A first image sent on Tuesday showed craters, possibly mountains, and nitrogen snow on Pluto's surface. Shares in Twitter briefly soared by more than 8% in value after a fake report referred to a multi-billion dollar takeover of the social network. The report appeared on what purported to be a web page of the financial news agency Bloomberg. Daniela Ralph reports.
The fake news report appeared on a web page that mimicked the style and layout of Bloomberg. It claimed that Twitter was working closely with bankers after receiving a takeover offer of £20 billion. It's not yet clear who was behind the fake story. The website that carried the false report was registered last Friday in Panama, but records don't show the identity of its owner.
Dozens of songs praising one of Mexico's most powerful drug lords, Joaquin Guzman, who escaped from jail on Saturday, have begun appearing on the internet. They're written and performed by bands who sing Narco Corridos, songs that commemorate and often praise the feats of the country's powerful drug cartels. BBC News.